Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palka reporting. Five women shot and killed in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar airport security staff to work. The deadly attack also left the male driver dead. No immediate claims of responsibility for the violence. A spokesman for the Taliban denied its involvement, saying the Islamist insurgency has nothing to do with the attack. An agreement was reached Saturday to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended Friday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two additional villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in Saturday's exodus, which has yet to begin. The Syrian government suspended the evacuation Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces accused the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. A car bomb has exploded next to a bus in central Turkey, killing at least 13 soldiers and wounding 55 people, most of them soldiers. Six are in critical condition. The blast in the city of Kayseri destroyed the bus carrying off-duty soldiers. The attack took place near the campus of a university. An average of 20 migrants died on migratory routes every day in 2016, far surpassing numbers from previous years, according to the International Organization for Migration. More than half of the nearly 7,200 deaths counted this year occurred in the Mediterranean Sea on routes to Greece, Italy, Cyprus, and Spain, according to a report released yesterday by the IOM. The significant increase in deaths in the Mediterranean is particularly striking because the overall number of migrant arrivals in Europe has declined sharply in the last year. This